Leader for Good. Let's talk mission, meaning, and making a difference. Hey, it's Barry. Are you wondering if you should quit your job or make any other drastic changes to your work situation? If so, this video may be for you. Now, in this video, I'll be covering the best way for figuring out if something about your work situation needs to change. And I'll also be giving you 4 questions that can help you get that clarity. But before we do that, I want to invite you on a journey and on an experiment. So I want you to imagine the following for a moment. You're alone at work and it's getting dark outside. And you sit in your chair and you're reading something. Suddenly, you hear a knocking on the door. You feel a bit startled. You're not expecting anyone. And who would come by at this strange hour? So you just decide to ignore it and get back to what you're reading. The knocking continues. You kind of like glance up, wondering what to do. Whoever it is super persistent. So with a sigh, you eventually get up and decide to go to the door. As you open the door, you encounter a person outside. You've never seen that person before, but they seem strangely familiar. Seems like they play a really important role in your life, but you can't really place them. So you're wondering if you should ask that person to introduce themselves. But then suddenly the answer hits you. And without a shadow of a doubt, you realize that late night visitor is your work. Whew, so how are you feeling? You know, are you scared? What's going on for you? But before we look into that, let's step back for a second. And let's look at all the different ways in which you can find answers to the question if you should quit your job or if you should change something about your work situation. And there are so many different ways. But as I said in the introduction, I promised that I would give you the best way to find an answer to that question. And the best way is this. Do exactly what we just did. Think of your relationship to your work as a relationship to a person. And the reason this works is because as humans, we're not really used to thinking in abstract concepts. We are, but if you look at our total history, we absolutely are not used to it, right? Our ancestors, you know, there was a time when humans couldn't even speak. So they certainly couldn't think about ideas such as how engaged are you in your line of work? What's your work satisfaction? No, they couldn't do that. But what they could do is think about their relationships to the people next to them. And we're going to use that power to help you find answers to the question of whether or not you should quit your job or change something drastically about your work situation. Okay, so at the beginning of this video, I promised you 4 questions that could help you get clarity about if you should quit your job or make some radical changes at work. So what I would encourage you to do is to actually grab a pen and paper and write down answers to these questions. And it may be hard to follow along while you're listening to this video, so you can always come back to the article that's linked underneath this video and you'll find the questions and examples so you can do it in your own time, okay? So let me just introduce the questions to you. So the first one is, let's assume your work was an actual person. What type of relationship partner would they be? You know, would they be a loving person, somebody that you would be so happy to be in relationship with? Or would you want to get a restraining order? You know, would your family members and friends think that this person is toxic and you should really get away? The second question is this. If your current work was a person, how would you feel towards them? Would your heart be happy about being with them? Would you feel fear, apprehension, anger? Would you perhaps feel a mixture of these different emotions? Whatever comes up for you, just allow that. I know it can be really uncomfortable to feel certain emotions, but just know that it's going to be more uncomfortable to not face what's really happening, because it's going to come back and bite you in the rear end at some future time. So you're doing really well by considering all this. Okay, next question. If your work was a person you're in a relationship with, how would that affect the rest of your life? Like, would they be the type that would make sure you don't spend any time with anybody else? Would they want all your time and attention? Or would they be willing to also let you do other things? Would they allow you to have a life outside of them? And the last question is this. If your current work was your relationship partner, what would have to change for you to be happy with them? Perhaps nothing could salvage this, right? Perhaps the only thing they could do is move to another continent and never contact you again. Or perhaps with some changes, maybe some marriage counseling, things could be rescued. Whichever it is, just allow that to come up too. So how did that go? Did you get any new insights about your work situation? If you haven't, I highly encourage you to go to the article and go through the questions and really think about them. And whatever comes up for you, I'd really encourage you to take some time to think about this and not to take action right away. Okay, that's it for today. See you on the next video. If you want to find out more about my journey to having work I love, please click on the link to this video. I look forward to seeing you there. Bye. As always, you can get the show notes for this episode at leaderforgood.com/podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, I'd encourage you to sign up for my newsletter at leaderforgood.com. You'll also receive a free meditation that can help you connect to your own authentic power and leadership. And I will be able to keep you in the loop about all upcoming episodes. I look forward to connecting with you there. Have a great day.